Well, hello.
Oh, hello.
It was a little surprise.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Normal World. I'm your host, Dave Landau. It's great to be here, and with me is...
Hey, Quarter Black Garrett, I'm also here.
Hello, Quarter Black, how are you?
How are you?
Want to do the whole thing like NPR?
Oh, yeah.
What a great day.
Also, producing in studio is Angela.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good to have you
Very
here.
Nice to have you here.
I'm Delilah.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
You guys remember Delilah?
Oh, yeah, she's still on the air.
She live?
Oh
yeah, she's still on the air. Yeah, she takes...
She's like 88 years old.
I just saw her the other day and I was like, hey there.
Hey,
oh,
Delilah.
You guys hook up? You guys hook up?
Hey there, Delilah. What's your mic in here?
Why'd it take so long?
Oh, boy. Let's just
well,
cut this,
this
whole
is
beginning.
Just, this is just starting off great.
No, I agree. All right, welcome to Normal World. Today's guest, well, I'll tell you where I'm going to be first this weekend.
Yeah, do you do that?
It's far more important.
Yeah.
Guest.
Please.
This weekend, I'll be in Spokane, so come on out to that. And then May 4th, Chandler, Arizona. And then those other dates that you see.
Yeah.
Come out, please. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. And I thank you, everybody who came out last week. That was really cool. All right. Now, joining us, you can
before
see...
Before that, yes. Please hit the like button, because that's way more important than anything
than any
else
of
we
those.
Have to say next. And subscribe, because YouTube's, you know, YouTube. So
yeah, they're
just do those things.
When they have a Rogan episode with Tucker stuck on 4,000 for hours, we feel like what you could do to share the episode would be appreciated.
Great.
So if you could just send it to your friends, recommend it.
Do all those
Look
things.
At Spotify, iTunes, any of those, please give a review.
Yeah, the podcast version. I hear there's a lot of people over there.
Yeah.
And they hear us, so thank you.
And yeah, we even got the numbers. They're pretty good.
Hey.
Hey.
Weird.
Hey.
Weird. They don't contrast with the YouTubes. You know?
It's
a lot more people over there. I didn't know.
You can lose half your following in a day.
In like a day.
It's amazing.
Literally.
It's amazing.
Pretty great.
What are you going to do?
All right. I think there's something else we got.
Oh, yeah. This guy, you can see him this Saturday at Bring the Noise 7 at Diesel in Chesterfield, Michigan, as well as with Bone Thugs and Harmony June 6th at the Soundboard in Detroit. That's at the Motor City Casino, which I banned myself from. Please welcome to the show. I'm kidding. Dirty White.
Thank you. Appreciate you letting me come back, and even more so letting me borrow your sweatshirt from the last time I was on here with you.
I thought it looked better on you when you left it on my floor.
Did you wash it?
And then when you
I
put
swear
on,
where I knew
wash it.
You put on the wrong sweatshirt, and I was like, "Oh, look at you, baby."
keep that on.
I was gonna say it was an homage, you know, an homage to the last time with you. I was gonna say a bunch of stuff, but really, I just was really high, and I wanted a cool shirt, and I was like, "Shit, Dave wore this last time."
You never have to apologize for having a Detroit Bad Boy shirt. Mm. It's the greatest sports logo in history.
Exactly.
Can we see it? Can we get a shot of that?
Yeah.
It is a pretty good logo.
It's the best one.
Yeah, it's a good logo.
There's really not Chief Wahoo for the Indians was definitely up there. That's up there. There's a few that are the greatest, but I think that is the number one.
You know what's crazy is somewhere around 03-04 when they won the championship, I was in line and they wanted me to create an anthem. And I had a great idea. What I thought is take the Fat Boys. The Fat Boys are back. And that would be the Bad Boys are back. And they were like, absolutely not. We don't want that negative image anymore. Fast forward to right now, you see all these Piston City jerseys that are the Bad Boys logo that don't say Bad Boys because they don't own it anymore.
Nope. No, Piston used to...
It just says Pistons instead of Bad Boys.
A Piston
Lame.
Actually...
Lame.
Oh, you're going to need a tissue. You watch the comments.
Hey. You told me to do that.
I asked her to do that because...
A tissue at you?
Because last time I was on, because I come from Michigan, I sniffle a lot. I've also had septum realignment surgery. I've never done coke in my life.
Fire.
That was like the only YouTube thing that came back at me. Was,
really?
Oh, that's it.
Dirty White and not one? That's just the Mexican.
I know. That's it. They didn't. I was like, I guess it's good if the only thing they hated on was my sniffles.
You've never done a key bump?
No. Well, when I had my septum realignment surgery, they used
they gave
it to
you
numb
cocaine.
It.
Sure.
They used it to numb it. My mom told me when I woke up, but that was the one time.
You know, one of the first things you brought up when we were out there was cocaine. You were talking about the Frosted Flakes.
Right. They were like, don't read. That's a crazy, very cool story. There was in 2021, I think I was saying, they got 44 pounds of Frosted Flakes coated with cocaine. Almost got it over the border. They got busted.
Is that why Tony the Tiger was blowing guys?
It's great.
That's why they were so aggressive. Every one of those commercials, all the kids were just like, rah! You know?
I know, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. This tiger's like, they're great.
Yeah. The second it goes, he can't get any more.
My first question is like, how do they get the cocaine off of the flakes?
They got a whole crew that's just
like licks them.
Got it in like a pail, just like shucking it.
It was like. He was like, maybe they, you know, they could eat it. And I'm like, well, then they got to eat like 4 flakes, put a little dollop of milk on it.
Right. Like drop 4 flakes in there, dog. That's it. Tony did it and he went crazy. His heart exploded.
Tony and N.A., who's just like, things are not so great.
This isn't great.
I can't get any more.
Honey Smack Frog is doing actual smack.
Yeah.
You remember the honeycomb guy?
Oh, God.
Like the wild little, whatever the hell that thing was just like.
Do you remember Honey Bunches of Oats?
Yeah.
They'd always mispronounce it. And he'd be like, Honey Bunches of Oats. And it wasn't that was the whole gimmick. It's like, yes. They said honey.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a stupid commercial. Shame on them. I hope their cereal's not there anymore.
I don't think it is.
No. I like Cheerios. I'll say it.
Cheerios are good.
Yeah, I like how they say it'll lower your cholesterol in like the most vague way.
In general, like, things will happen.
If you eat this instead of pizza for breakfast, there's a chance your cholesterol might get a bit lower.
The older I get, the more I like cereal without sugar. Like the like super sugar cereals. And this isn't an ad. We're not segueing into an ad here.
No, we could have.
We could have. It would have been a good time for
this conversation.
But like I eat like Frosted Flakes. I'm like, this is way too much. I cut it with Rice Krispies, you know? That's too much.
Put some baby laxative on it.
There's extra milk, only half a bowl today.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm going to need dairy-free. I don't want to go crazy today. I got to drive. Yeah, that's...
It's too much.
No, I agree. Like, I can't eat Count Chocula. I can't eat...
Dude, it's like hardcore. Was it always that much...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Powerful the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Cookie Crisp back in the day.
Cookie Crisp back in the day was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. It was like little cookies.
They were actual cookies. Now they just have printed on chocolate chip cards.
Dude, that's messed up.
Care for it. Speaking of huge disappointments, Alec Baldwin. He was harassed at a coffee house because coffee is for killers. The chick holding the camera... got what was coming to her. Somebody wrote that and I just read it. Thank you for putting that in the prompter.
San Diego, go fuck yourself.
Yes, but he was harassed, just trying to get himself some coffee, they say. And this is a tweet from the chick who taped it. Her name is White Devil.
Her name is Crackhead Barney and Friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's not a bad name.
She's calling
not
Alec the White Devil.
Alec the White Devil.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, folks. I misread that. Her name isn't White Devil. Her name is Crackhead Barney and Friends. He is the White Devil.
Our mistake.
Yes. A community note was added to the tweet, by the way. The person filming this video was not trying to get coffee. They repeatedly and viciously harassed Alec Baldwin and refused to leave the establishment when asked by the staff. There is also no evidence that they were attacked.
Now, let's take a look at the evidence.
Now let's watch that evidence.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
No jail time, Alec.
Straight up bully.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time.
With the mask.
And I'll leave you alone.
But Alec Baldwin is the least annoying person.
Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal.
I haven't seen this whole thing. It's even worse than I thought.
Free Palestine one time.
I hate her.
Yeah.
One time. Just one time.
See,
please. And I'll leave you alone.
Why is the cinematographer the one that gets shot?
Fuck Israel. Fuck Zionism.
Of all the people behind the camera that deserves a bullet.
One time.
She's in a dangerous spot. She's holding the camera right now with Alec Baldwin.
It's not a good
call. Oh, wait. You got to play that. That was right at the end.
We lost the evidence.
Play just the end without the fade.
He slaps the phone away.
Play just the end without the fade. And then, like, you could see it. He's like, look over there. Bam.
Because usually he gives a photographer.
Side eye was vicious.
He was like.
Wanted to make sure he connected.
A little bit of misdirect. He's looking over here, pointing over there.
Here he goes.
Could you do me one quick favor?
Get wrecked.
Can you do me one quick favor?
Yeah. Normally, I don't like when celebrities act a fool like that, but she bullied that right out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she deserved that, and she deserves to have her phone broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't follow a guy. Also, did they have the trial? Is it official?
It's in July.
That's what I thought. So how do you know he's not going to jail?
She doesn't follow the news.
She's stupid.
Do you guys want to see more of her?
I would. Yeah, she sounds. Okay. She seems like a real sweetheart.
She is. You have photos and video?
We have video.
Oh,
cool. Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
All right, guys. So we are here. 34th Street, there's a rally. My tits itch.
My tits itch?
My titties itch.
What?
My titties itch.
Is she wearing just a bra?
I think so.
My titties itch.
Okay.
Say it. What is she saying?
Like a mammogram or something. My titties itch.
What is she saying?
My titties itch.
My titties itch.
Say it all the time.
Which is a new anthem.
I have a problem.
Get cocoa butter, you dumb whore.
Free Palestine, my titties.
So that's her whole gig, is she's trying to instigate reactions.
Yeah, she's walking around trying to get somebody
to itch her tits.
Well, to say something bad to her.
It really is. My tits itch.
I like somebody telling the white man it's stupid.
Can you help me? My breasts really itch. I don't know if it's a shirt. Can you help me? My titties itch. I don't know what's going on. Anyways.
So, you're trying...
What are you laughing about?
I hate her. So follow her on Twitter at my titties itch.
My titties itch. 69.
Crackhead Barney.
Crackhead Barney. Yeah, so she goes around.
That's her actual account. It wasn't like reshared.
Crackhead Barney.
That was her account.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's good. She finds people and, God, I hate everyone.
You know, we've really like spread out the ability. The bar is so low now that you can be anybody. You know, you can get a camera, you can film like actual films on your phone.
Yeah.
And you can also do this.
She's what you call an influencer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That ruined the art of being a celebrity almost.
Yes.
And I hate it. Like, all the work you put in to be a musician, it doesn't really matter. Like, you just got to get lucky with a TikTok video, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they'll book you once and realize they shouldn't have, but you will make some money.
Or get your phone slapped out of your hand by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Which, if you thought about it, you could just follow him around while he's trying to get a cup of coffee and harass him.
She knew, I guarantee she knew that he was going to do that because he's got to be under so much pressure right now. So he was an easy target.
Yeah. He does
and
it.
He
over,
has a track record.
Yeah, he does it over parking spots and, you know, his daughter looks at him cross, all sorts of things.
Or when they say action.
Yeah. Or when they say you shot her and he immediately throws the gun and blames someone else.
My finger didn't do it.
Ah, you got it.
Wasn't even there.
Hot potato. It's your gun.
I don't understand how live bullets even make it onto a film set. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think what it is they drop him off in the hilarity truck. And then they see what happens. I guess they have to have some on site for certain shots.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the shots that they aren't supposed to have, from what I understand, are the ones where you aim the gun directly at people.
Yeah, but couldn't we just, like, not?
Yeah.
Now, they did do that, right?
Like, we all know movies are fake. It's not a real gun. We don't want a real gun on set.
They have, like blowback airsoft guns that look like they do the action of a real gun. You just have CGI
right
on there.
I shot a movie in 2013 where, like, 9 people get murdered in a house.
And you did it with a real gun. You're just like...
No real gun. A complete airsoft gun. Because you just add a little bit of pop.
Really easy.
I should... Right. I mean, Ken did it. I don't know what he did. But we didn't use any sort of real bullets.
And it's so easy to do. I know that you're really into scary movies, Angela. And I love special effects. So... It is so cheap and easy to create the fact, like you shoot the gun and you just have a thing that's
squib.
Timed and it pops, like it pops blood right out of
it's
your
wound. It's a squib,
wound.
Yeah.
Which is also dangerous, which is why you need a professional on set to do that stuff.
Right.
But hey, you know, everything's falling apart.
Or you just do it the way that like Hitchcock did it, where you don't even show anything. You just think you saw stuff.
Yeah, and then in your mind's eye, it's more gory than it is on screen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ooh, yeah, film.
So speaking of gory, 37-year-old Maxwell Azzarello set himself on fire on Friday across the street from the Manhattan courthouse, where former President Donald Trump is facing a criminal hush money trial. He died later that evening from injuries. The man walked into Collect Pond Park, a designated protest area across the street from the courthouse, removed several pamphlets from his backpack, and tossed them to the ground. He then pulled out a canister of liquid accelerant.
What is it, kerosene?
Yeah, doused himself with it and lit himself on fire. The man took a few steps before falling onto a police barrier and then to the ground. A slide whistle was heard. Civilians and officers ran into the park and used coats and fire extinguishers to try and put him out, but the blaze was too strong, and before the firefighters could get there to fully extinguish it, he was pretty much a goner. But, you know, I mean, he lived for a while. I mean,
Had rights.
A man did have rights.
Where you would right there.
So, yeah, that happened. From what I understand, we don't know what he was protesting. If he was protesting not being on fire, it worked.
He did have a manifesto.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's eerie.
Is it eerie?
Oh, he's calling for a revolution.
See, that's they used to. Who was it? Tiananmen Square? What was
no? It was like a monk. It was like a Buddhist monk that set himself on fire. But Tiananmen Square was different.
That's an S. Jeeves or.
Oh yeah.
Was that the Rage Against the Machine cover?
Yes.
Yeah. From.
Yeah, he left an entire book. That's been passed around. He has an entire video that he made.
This guy.
Yep.
The manifesto. Yeah, he did have a manifesto. I heard somebody reading it out, but...
It's not even what you'd think. It's like it doesn't have anything directly to do with Trump, Biden, or nobody.
Yeah, he just that's what's weird about it.
He said he scientifically uncovered some stuff that they're doing to the population, to Americans, and that's...
I feel that if you want people to know that, though, you want to not be on fire.
Well, I mean,
I'm being like
everybody's reading it now.
Well, yeah,
came up with the idea when Facebook started to let you schedule posts.
I mean, so he scheduled his fire. So the
pamphlets on Tuesday at 3:00.
Just seems like a bit much.
Perfect timing.
His alarm goes off. He's like, "Shit, I gotta set myself on fire in about 20 minutes before goes live."
Man,
that's what's super super weird about this one. So the other one, you could see that the guy had a lot of like mental issues and all this kind. This guy definitely did as well, but it wasn't.
You sure?
It wasn't. It wasn't as political as everything. Tried to make it out. They tried to be like, he's a left winger, he's a right winger, whatever, all the bullshit that comes out of that.
Because he did it at Trump's trial, so it was like, immediately assumed.
Then you read it, and you're like, wait, this isn't
he's just anti-government.
Yeah, it's a huge conspiracy. He set himself on fire
kinda
over,
start
like...
going like, this guy has something to say.
You know? Yeah, the pamphlets he threw on the ground, were about various conspiracy theories, including one about a Ponzi scheme. Let's take a look at them. I can't see that.
Oh, that's very small.
Dipshit secrets of our rotten world.
What is it?
Dipshit secrets of our rotten world.
This guy is mega black pill.
When it feels like World War III and the economy collapses, you'll know exactly why.
What, you mean years ago?
Yeah, like decades ago?
An Occupy Returns book.
Oh, good.
Most important political speech in world history.
Does that say secret criminals, White House... I'm telling you.
Secret.
This guy's got something. He's on to something.
They make ointment about the kleptocracy.
Simpsons is evil brainwashing.
He did. He said the Simpsons was evil brainwashing. I saw that.
Yeah, or Lisa needs braces is a common well-known refrain. They are telling the public to worry about those.
Braces?
That's what it says.
I do worry about people with braces. You know, when like adults that have braces? Like he waited this long?
He's just threatening like an economic collapse.
Be nice. So nice. Like.
Propane
he's got a retainer right there. Watch your mouth. Watch out, man.
Stop talking shit.
Propane is dangerous. He prefers charcoal. I'm reading these all off here. I hope this is accurate.
Oh, okay. It gives flavor. Charcoal does.
Charcoal does give a better flavor.
His words.
Yeah, not mine.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Throw a little hickory
in there.
Milwaukee
is the superior brand of hardware?
I can't be right. I believe it's of the beast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh no, you're right. The Milwaukee is the superior brand of beer. What else did he say here? Cocaine is in Frosted Flakes.
Yes. Whoa, does he have Alec Baldwin accosted a coffee shop?
This is odd. Mrs. Doubtfire was really their dad. I feel like he doesn't need to
But all right. Missed that point on that.
Yeah, that seems strange.
That's very strange.
Look, they're not all
the same show map as us.
You can't be 100% all the time, right?
No.
9/11 was holograms. Let's see. Well, that one's right.
Yeah.
The thing about the birds being fake.
Yeah, we all know birds are fake.
Obvious.
Yeah, it says right
Tupac
here.
Is still alive and gay, apparently.
Yep, Tupac is gay and alive.
When did he get gay?
After he died and then came back.
It was actually right when he got with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh. Husband Will.
Yeah, he spent a full day with her and decided he liked men.
Like, I'm checking out of this whole thing. Man.
You can't really blame him. Let's see. Stormy Daniels has big tits. I feel like that's not necessary.
That's not a conspiracy. I mean, we have this.
This really isn't a manifesto. This one's just a recipe for soup.
This is a tomato bisque recipe.
Oh, it's
best ever pea porridge recipe.
We'll try that out.
One's if you use a soda can, you can get into Cedar Point at a $10 discount. A lot of this stuff really is just common knowledge.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, well,
you know what's not common knowledge, apparently?
What?
Miracle Made cheese.
Oh, those will regulate your temperature, unlike kerosene.
Be everywhere. Yeah. If you're feeling hot, you're feeling like you're on fire, and when you're sleeping, Miracle Made. Those sheets, they have like silver in them? Well, that's what I'm told.
I'm pretty sure that's incorrect.
That's what I'm told.
They're silver infused.
See, that's so silver in them.
You're correct.
I am correct. See,
I feel tired today. I didn't mean to insult you.
This is the beautiful sponsor, trimiracle.com.
Oh, that's what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
I love them. They're so good. I love them.
Inspired by NASA. You know them.
I've heard of NASA.
You
know.
You sleep with them.
Yeah.
I sleep with them.
Yes.
Angela?
I sleep with them every night.
Yes.
With astronauts and on these sheets. Yes.
Oh. Astronauts that went where?
I like to call them astro-yeses. And I sleep with them. And these are self-cooling, okay? They are very cooling. So so let's say you're real hot at night. You're real sweaty and you're like, oh man, what is it, 100 degrees in here? These sheets will go, try me on for size. And you'll be like, what is it, 70 and perfect? Am I on a beach in California? This is amazing. I wonder if these are infused with silver.
Yes.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Are they inspired by NASA because I'm looking up at the stars?
Yes.
That's right. You're going to enjoy this temperature all night long.
All night long.
I'm avoiding so many temperature jokes right now. It's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
So if you go to
trymiraclemade.com/normal, and you can get a little tasty discount there for you. How much is that discount, Angela?
It's over 40%. Including 40%? The towels.
Towels.
Oh, and the towels. I forgot about the towels.
Yeah, so with the towels, it's 40%.
If you need to put yourself out, throw one of these towels right on you.
So you get like face towels?
You can put your face out.
And body.
You put your body out.
You
and
put
your
body out.
And what about your hands?
Absolutely.
With these towels?
With these towels right here that you will get if you try miraclemade.com/normal.
And now you're all dry, just in bed, all perfect temperature?
Yeah.
What?
No degree burns at all. Miracle.
Miss David's on fire.
Not anymore, though.
No.
No.
Because of Miracle Made sheets.
That's right.
Thanks, now Miracle Made.
They're the best. Seriously, try them. They're great. If you don't like them, they give you a money back guarantee.
Yeah.
Easy.
I hope.
You make
they
that
do.
Up?
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
I was just saying that.
But by the way, that's
something that people say.
When you just said that, that reminded me. I love that the headline for the last topic was "This Man Is on Fire." That was great.
It's hard because you don't want to make fun of them.
Yeah, because it's sad. You know, it's sad. Mental illness.
It's sad that somebody would light themselves on fire. But it's also not sad when you know we get rid of one of them. You know what I mean?
Anytime you start with something nice, I'm like, what's coming?
Where is it?
Where are you talking about another white guy?
Yep, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. White male's bad. Was he a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was he?
He's a white guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I take it back then. I think it's a shame.
Oh, man. It's too bad.
Wow.
Guess I read that wrong. I thought we were still on the first story.
Nope. His titties itch.
Actually, I'm pretty sure
my question.
I don't think he's white. I'm pretty sure he's pretty.
He's a little charred.
pretty a little ashy.
Pretty well done.
I'm sure his tits do itch.
Burns easily.
Not easy to identify the body. Oh, I didn't have a lot of friends rushing to do that either. Yeah.
He's also getting canceled for blackface.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. It's a real shame.
Current day.
Whole thing is just terrible.
I just saw a video of a carnival makeup woman that had the worst day of her life because she accidentally blackfaced a black kid.
Why?
Mom was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm doing this all wrong."
She like so red lipstick. Like how
she hadn't gotten there. It was pitch black over this poor kid's whole face, and this kid's starting to cry. Like,
oh, no.
What did he want though?
I didn't see the whole.
Make me Black Panther.
It was one of those nights I was trying to be quiet, so I was watching TikTok with no volume.
But what? I mean, maybe she's just. I don't think she was doing that though. Was it? She just
like what's the design?
She wasn't trying to do it. She was trying to make something, and then
like, do you want
to
be an?
And then
her,
and then the kid's mom was like, "What the fuck?" And she's like, "Oh shit!
I'm like halfway through the art. Let me finish."
Yeah, she's like, "I got to get in here and erase some of this."
Whole video, she's just like panic, struggling through different colors. Like, what can I do to fix this? Like,
it's just white. Right here.
She just takes out the white. Look, it's just a raccoon.
Oh my God.
What have you done? You're making it worse. What?
Getting mad. Like, and the mom's just got the video camera right in her face. She's like, "Tell me, what are you doing to my son?" She's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so
sorry. Trying to fix this."
She's like, "I don't know, living my dream."
But she got the whole face before she figured it out.
I know, but
she's got to be a black cat, right? So she's doing like a black face with like some white.
Like he was a boy. I don't know if he'd want to be a cat.
I don't know. What? But
wait, are cats exclusively girl?
When you're young.
Like all dogs are boys and all cats are girls.
When you're a kid, you know that.
Okay.
And then when you're older, you realize that that's somewhat true.
Yeah.
But she's obviously just doing like...
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Totally,
Maybe it was just... maybe it was a Black Panther. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like the MCU, the movies.
That could be what she was trying to do. She just didn't get to the gray.
Or he's like, "Can you make me the Rock?" And then she was.
I just feel like common sense would say, "Just so you know, I have to do this before I get to the rest of the paint. Before you pull out your camera and ruin my life."
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's like, could you not immediately? And it's like, what are you doing to my kid? It's like you brought him here. I was sitting here minding my own business, and you brought your kid and sat him here, and now you're upset with me. Why would you? Like, you're letting a stranger paint your kid's face.
Obviously, there's going to be a process. There's,
yeah.
Let it go through.
I'm not going to be watching half a job and be sitting there going, "Oh, you know what? I think that's going to be a swastika."
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
How crazy would it be if she just asked to paint him up like another, like, black celebrity?
That was the.
Instead of giving him different eyebrows, she's like, "Oh, straight.
All right, let me start from baseline here.
You're Megan Thee Stallion now."
Yeah, she's just sitting there like,
like, okay, Wesley Snipes. Well, your skin tone's not dark enough.
She's dyeing cotton balls for hair.
She's got a whole, like toolbox.
Yeah, the mom's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "What? Didn't you say Denzel?" She's like, "No. No.
I'm sorry, bro. You're going to get canceled after this show."
He wants to be a lion.
It was the artist. It was the face painting artist. She got canceled.
Black lion?
It's horrible.
With white whiskers.
Oh, I think she was even hiding. She was pretending to find another color so her face, because her face never...
I immediately would have started painting the nose white with white whiskers and been like, "Couldn't you wait it a minute for my cool night cat?"
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Like, just made some... Or maybe it was going to be...
It's my TikTok cat.
Ran away halfway through.
What do you guys want to see it?
What, yeah.
I found it.
I was hoping you'd find it.
It was going to be Michael Jackson's...
There it is.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. All right.
So bad.
What's going on? Happening here.
Hey, you're right. Well, she's old and stupid. There's no way you would.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's just like a nice old lady.
She doesn't mean it, but my God, is that bad? Oh,
she's
no.
She's just so like naive. I love that. You know?
I feel like the mom just waits. Go ahead, finish that bitch, because I'm about to start recording.
But that's horrible. Let's see that again.
I'm still confused.
I'm confused by what you're going for here.
Yeah, what's the end? What's the end goal here?
Pause it. I don't understand what the goal, like, okay, you can let it play. I just don't understand it, I guess. Yeah, she's like old and dumb.
And what if, okay. It appears they only have like five colors right there.
That could be it. She's like, look, I'm trying to make him an elephant. And we
he wanted Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
she's like, well, I only have black.
Like, I need a good base to start the art
and I
from.
Can't start white on his face. That's yeah,
because then
bad.
That would be a whole yeah. thing in and of itself.
Just, no, I'm going to add the color. If you do it right now, it looks obviously like this is very racist. But if you
can
just
you blackface a black person?
Yeah.
Really?
I
think she just did it. Yeah, she just invented it. But honestly,
was that young man black?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I don't see color.
You think now when kids walk up, she has one that's just like X'd out. It's like the Panther. We can't do that one.
No more
Panthers.
I don't think she's getting hired again.
No, not doing that.
Your audience before you put what you can paint.
She's not even bringing the color black with her.
Yeah, she's so far away.
She's people.
Dang, man. People getting canceled for face paint now.
Man. Yeah, I would probably assess the situation to, like, you're an elderly person.
Right.
You don't know what you're doing.
Obviously racist.
Yeah, you're obviously a bigot.
Yeah. She's old. That's how you know.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I was going to make him a jockey.
I was going to make him look like
like one of those front, in the front lawn.
Yeah. I was going to make him look like
great. Yeah.
What do you mean that's racist, too?
What? So what you're saying is the 13 things I have on my lawn are racist?
Impossible.
What is she even really doing over there? She just looks like she's like looking
she
for
is like,
spells.
Like,
she's just trying to keep her face out of the camera.
She got the camera out. Yeah. Shit.
Oh, yeah. She's turned around just like, nope.
And
the kid's
quick.
First initial look is just look of sadness. He looks like the Puss in Boots. He's like,
what's going on, Mom?
You gotta be honest.
He got the phone out, Mom.
He almost looks like he's L. Jolson playing the character.
Earlier, I was gonna bring up that picture and pretend like it was
as if it was
the real one, but I didn't want to get demonetized.
Now you should have done it.
He's
mugging for the camera like he's worried. As if it was an old...
He looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, Mom.
I don't think he was.
Hey, Mom.
No, he's got tears in his eyes.
He can't see what's going on in his face.
I think that's from his mom's reaction, probably, because no kid is thinking...
He's concerned because
like,
it's
like when a kid gets a bad haircut and the mom's like yelling at the barber and the kid's like, what? What? What did he do? What?
I look bad, Mom?
And it's always a sweet haircut.
Right.
You're like, I told him to put the lines in the side of it, Mom. Maybe this is very personal. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like
a... You
like
get
a
the steps. Remember those?
Off it. The sign.
And then you go
It's
home.
Coming back.
I honestly just went back to those. You can't see it, but I got two lines going in the eyebrow now, too.
Mm-hmm.
You shaved your eyebrow lines?
I didn't do my own. Heck no. Every time I tried to do that when I was a kid, I lost half my eyebrow.
Yeah, I've never done those.
It's a look.
Tough.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
I have no idea. He was finishing up, and I'm like, I think I want to make you work for another 3 seconds.
Ideal. I get that. Yeah, I had the steps. I my brother had a lightning bolt. I didn't do that.
Mm.
But he's also a ginge.
I had a brick wall all the way around.
Lightning bolt?
That's pretty cool.
Except...
That's a lot of work.
And this is going to be a funny throwback to the thing. As I didn't know anything about it when I was a kid. I was a naive kid. I just loved Stussy, so I had an 8-ball shaved in the back of my head, and that started a lot of rumors.
Sorry, did you?
In high school. Teacher's like,
damn, that kid. That's a hardcore kid.
There's a war with Stussy shirts. Remember the big 8-ball Stussy?
Oh, no, I remember the 8-ball Stussy shirts. It matched my 8-ball jacket.
Was it leather with multiple colors?
With the multiple colors, yes.
Yellow and orange and red. And for some reason, $500.
And you still see those in Detroit on a regular every day. I swear to God, everywhere. Anywhere you go near Detroit, you're going to see an 8-ball jacket.
Like somebody bought those at a place called Mr. Allen's.
Yep.
And I recently found out Mr. Allen's is not an older black gentleman. He's just a Jewish guy who owned Mr. Allen's.
Yeah.
But I always thought the cartoon on the commercial was based on Mr. Allen. Because he would sell shoes 29 or 2 for 50. And since it was on 8 Mile by my house, that's where we would go. 29 and 2 for 50.
That was the good location.
LA gear, 29 and 2
for 50. So they knew.
You could even buy a suit in this place. You could buy sneakers, basketball jerseys, a red pimp suit, the hat and the feather to go with it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it really
was. Have you ever gone to a funeral as a white man in a FUBU suit? Because perhaps you haven't lived.
Like a cross between someone from the
but it wasn't
swing
for
days.
You.
You could get British Knights, yeah. You could get LA Gear shoes that lit up for an adult man and a suit in the store.
They were the ones that paid British Knight
they contracted British Knight to bring the shoes back, and now since they're long gone, British Knight just kept it going. People are still buying them.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, I know.
I bought them there all the time. For
is the
real.
Store still open?
No,
it is, but it's a different name.
Is it a different name now?
Snipes.
Wesley's.
Something like that. It's Snipes.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
Snopes is the fact checker.
Or Wesley from Roadhouse. Mr. Allen's is here because of me. The remake.
I didn't watch the remake.
No. So when, back in the day when you were young and you got that check, though, you're like, oh, yeah, 29 and 2 for 50. I'm on my way.
Sneaks.
On my way.
You could sometimes mix it up because you were like, wait, do I want a jersey and shoes? I can do that here?
Yep.
What?
It's like way ahead of its time, really.
And you to think about the fact that you could get a pair of Jordans and a Pistons jersey for $50 back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And then you could walk, seriously, a block over and get a Rolex for $10 from the liquor store.
I thought you were going to say get them all stolen.
There. Well, no. You could do that, too.
Get all your shit stolen on the way.
They waited in the parking lot to shoe check. You didn't even make it it on your feet.
You know what was nice about British Knights? You didn't feel like you were going to die wearing them.
True.
Yeah, that's what I liked about that about Mr. Allen's. Like, you threw in a pair of Jordans, maybe even a Reebok pump, you may feel a little unsafe, but in British Knights, you felt like they were just cool enough not to be murdered right outside the store.
Like, yo, give me a...
Nobody wanted your leather with alligator printed on them. That's what they were. They're like snakeskin printed on leather.
Dude, I have a pair of pink Gator Detroit player Reeboks.
That's awesome.
Oh, they're the best. I've only worn them a few times because, you know, I want to save them for, I guess, my funeral.
Have an open casket, but it's just the other gator. Door. Just my feet. It's the bottom half. Like.
Yeah, and Reebok made them. Like, there's no way I could buy them. But yeah, they're like, I don't know if they're real Gator or printed, but I kind of hope they're printed.
Who cares, you know? It looks good. It looks good.
There's nothing more garbagey than I wore to a wedding once an ascot. It was Jamaica.
Oh.
So I wore a captain's hat, an ascot, a polo, short shorts, black socks up to here, and then white printed gaiters.
Do you have photo evidence of this?
I do.
Please, God, can you bring it in?
My captain's hat at some point blew off, so I went and bought a straw hat, but it still worked.
I think the straw hat fits with the ascot.
It worked because it's a little bit like, hey, I'm trying to be
a
man of the people.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to start like a Jurassic Park.
Yes.
You know, something like that?
Yeah, at a little resort in Jamaica. Which
you guys talking about the place that Thor is from?
Yep. Jamaica.
What? Sorry.
Asgard.
I'm just kidding. Asgard.
That's so true. No, that's what you have to do in San Francisco.
I've been hearing people talk about ascots way too much lately for somebody of my career.
Ascots?
Ascots been getting brought up
everywhere. Well, I think
everywhere.
It means you're starting to do well.
It might be.
Excuse me, Dirty White, can I interest you in an ascot? I mean, I think it's somebody, somebody's moving up.
Can we get your rider? We already put the ascots on there for you.
Yeah, there's
for the whole band.
They are bibs for semen.
Just tuck it out. Display it across the chest.
They really are just like, only Dracula can wear them.
Yeah, Dracula and Bruce Wayne.
And Ted Knight and Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah.
There's the three people that can wear ascots.
That's how much they lacked creativity back in the day. That's how scary Dracula was. He's going to do this. And with his hand, he's going to make you do whatever you want.
Could you imagine
those red eyes? You get that red eyes?
Angela's got it. The covering.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can you imagine you're sitting at dinner with a guy and you're like, I don't know what he's doing.
He's like, pay for the chick.
He's like, this is your...
I feel like he couldn't have friends because eventually you'd figure him out. Like, put your hand down, Jack.
No. I know where this is going.
I have a crippled boy who services me.
I'm just playing the piano.
What was that kid's name?
What's his name? I always think of it from Dracula Dead and Loving It.
No, but it's they just made a movie about it too.
Oh, Renfield.
Renfield. Come in, Renfield. And it's just a boy with a hunchback who's like, what can I get you?
And for Fright Night. It was like a former high school quarterback was Renfield to some random construction worker.
And Amanda Burse was the original. Sorry, I mean.
Did you watch the remake?
It's good.
It's freaking good, and it bombed.
I didn't.
It
was one specific thing that killed it for me is McLovin never should have said, "You're so cool, Brewster." You can't top that's the way true. That dude, that you're so cool, Brewster. That's my favorite line. And it's then so you got creepy. McLovin, he's like, you're so cool, Brewster.
That's true.
No, you gave him nothing. Yeah,
that's true. But I thought it was a good movie.
So he was the only thing I hated was McLovin.
Colin Farrell was just good.
Yeah, he was good as Jack.
As much as, I didn't want to admit that for a long time, but once I saw Phone Booth and then...
Daredevil,
yeah.
Daredevil. I was like, this man is a genius.
If you go back and watch Daredevil with that in your head, you're like, all right, this is a fucking awesome movie because he's so over the top.
Yeah.
God, it's so good.
With his stupid target on his bullseye.
There's a cut scene from Daredevil where he's going through airport security.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting like dinged when he's going through the metal detector. And he's like, I got a paperclip in my mouth. And he's like, and he's like, I got a pencil. And he's like, and he just like keeps going. And he's just so weird. He's just over the top with everything. And she's like, it's like, what are you doing? Colin, who said like, go ahead. This is a great performance. Keep doing this. Yeah, we saw you in Phone Booth. Oh, that's why we hired you.
Just you in a phone booth was great. So do, yeah. So act like,
you're like, Colin, this is great.
Let's go with minimalism. Yeah. Let's go with giving you as much.
I'll bring it down. Back.
Yeah, is there a way we could shoot Bullseye in a phone booth? The entire movie.
Let's just make Phone Booth again.
He was really great in that.
He was really good.
God, that's a terrible movie. I forgot about that. Ben Affleck.
Schumacher made a Phone Booth, didn't he?
No, that's a good movie.
Oh, he's talking about
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Daredevil. Yeah.
Was that? It wasn't Favreau, was it?
Or honestly, it might have been.
No.
Are you sure?
Favreau's in it. Favreau's in it.
He was still in his Swingers era at that time.
Yeah, he made Maid.
Because
then Iron Man was his huge.
Yeah.
I feel like that was his first.
It was Mark Steven Johnson.
What happened to him?
Exactly.
So yeah, he made that and they were like, get out of Hollywood.
You're blacklisted. Go.
He make Elektra also because Elektra had the same exact vibes of Daredevil, I feel
the
like.
Same fight scene.
Yeah. Oh, he made Simon Birch.
With Evanescence.
Remember? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would you?
That's... He did make Elektra. Yeah.
Yep. Good call.
And Grumpy Old Men and Jack Frost.
Really?
The fuck?
Oh, Jack Frost is
this guy's career is like wild. Can you?
If I ever want to cry, I'll just watch Jack Frost.
What a completely unbalanced.
This is wild. Like just all over the place.
Feel good movies and dog shit action.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, this movie's good and this movie's good.
I feel like every director has that movie that they have to do. Most of them catalyst through horror. Most of them start with horror and then get into what they really want to do.
James Gunn.
Yeah.
Gunn did the same thing.
James Wan.
James Wan. Yeah. All the Jameses.
Yep. Everybody named James.
Every James.
Johnny Wad.
I feel like film companies do that too. I remember when you would see you'd see Dimension.
He was an actor.
You'd see Dimension or New Line Cinema and you knew it was good horror. Whoa. Now it's going to be a shitty Eddie Murphy of 30 different character movies.
Yeah, but not it used to be there was going to be a good hood movie like you said, like a hood movie was definitely going to be New Line because you knew it was going to be like Friday or Menace to Society, which I still think is
it all depended on the audio.
Yes.
You heard like a or you heard, try to live another day.
Yeah, if you started to hear like a 70s soul song by like Rolls Royce,
yeah,
you're like, okay, this is going to be good. Yeah. Is that who sings that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Then it's going to be good. And then, it just went away.
If you ever want to watch movie film, like a movie
I'll get fact checked.
Reviewer, on YouTube, Prim's Hood Cinema is a great reviewer. He does all of the old hood movies and he's hilarious. So please go watch that guy. That guy's great. I'd love to get him on the show.
I got to check it out.
Oh, dude, it's great.
I remember it was like you actually felt like a gangster even going to see Menace to Society because opening weekend was riddled with bullets at all the theaters.
Oh, yeah. I was shooting up all the theaters. When that came out and I saw it, not in the theater.
Menace to Society?
Yeah, it was 92 or 93. No, I think 92.
I watched Don't Be a Menace.
Can we look that up? I saw Don't Be a Menace in the theater, and
oh, you did.
I was on 8 Mile in Detroit at Beacon East.
Ooh,
and the scene where they're showing Rodney's Ride and the cops are playing it and beat like, dude, we were just trying so hard. we were so afraid to laugh, and then the whole room busted out laughing. We were like, oh, thank God. But, dude, I saw that in the theater. I don't think I've ever laughed harder at any movie that I saw in the theater.
The Wayans, like,
cheeseburgers.
At their prime.
Don't Be a Menace was in 96. Is that what you guys were?
Oh, we're talking about Don't Be a Menace.
Menace
to Society. Okay.
I think it was 92. Yeah, it's one of the best parts. Is he's like, I'll suck your dick. Like, yeah, 93. Okay, yep. So it was 11. And then the guy just comes around the corner. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, all right, go down that way.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Even Tone Loc was in that movie.
Yeah.
How did he? I can't even believe he agreed to that role. We're going to make you an abusive deadbeat dad. Well, that'll help your music career.
The Hughes brothers are bizarre because, like, I shouldn't say bizarre, but I do like a lot of their movies, but I loved Don't Be a Menace. Dead Presidents is good. It's over the top, though. But then I like Book of Eli a lot.
Book of Eli is freaking great.
Yeah, Book of Eli is really good. And then American Pimp is one of the best documentaries I think I've ever seen. So they've made some interesting moves, but then they also did the John Cusack, From Hell?
The Hughes Brothers in this?
Hughes Brothers did that movie.
From Hell.
He's Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
Isn't that Johnny Depp?
I've seen that.
Maybe it's Johnny Depp is From Hell.
That's Johnny Depp. That's Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper is From Hell. And yeah, the Hughes Brothers did that.
Did not like that movie.
Wow. No, because it's just...
And they did a lot of dope videos.
It's like when a guy from Grumpy Old Men directs Daredevil.
Just like that. Just
and Ghost fit. Rider.
Exactly like that.
He did Ghost Rider.
Of course he did. Dude, that tracks. Ghost Rider and Daredevil feel like the exact same world. Like they should be in the same world.
Yeah.
It's just as ridiculous. The first one.
I just saw a Nicolas Cage movie where he's in Everybody's Dreams.
It's so good.
I loved it.
Yes.
What is that?
Is
it new?
Have you seen it?
No, not yet. I want to see it though.
It's just about this guy who's just randomly appears in people's dreams.
He doesn't know it till people start stopping him on the street.
Yeah. Like, people start recognizing him, and then he realizes it's this cultural phenomenon of where he just appears in dreams where he's doing nothing. It's like, does anybody have a dream where I'm doing something?
I love this, like, half of Nicolas Cage's career is just the most wild movies.
They're great. I'm loving
Mandy On has just been, like, insane, and I love it.
It was that one where they were transporting a cougar or something, and there was all these gangsters on there, and he let a bunch of fucking exotic animals. He's like, I'm getting off this plane, letting them all loose.
Oh, I haven't even seen
it. I don't remember what it was called, but it was pretty good.
No.
No, Pig's great, though.
Yeah.
I loved Pig.
Pig is great.
Yeah.
What's the one that's like...
People don't like Pig because they don't want to, like, think there's, like, this underground truffle market, and it's like, well, that's why it's ridiculous and good. And
yeah.
But there also kind of is.
Yeah, there's so much pompous elitist like restaurant.
Yes,
I don't know. I loved Pig.
It was in Oregon as well, which is like I believe it was in Portland, and they do have
a lot of
like,
pomps over there.
Yeah,
a lot of those pomps.
I enjoyed Pig, and then I recently saw one where he's holding
Willy's Wonderland. Was
Willy's Wonderland. That was awesome.
I was gonna say, what's the one that's like Five Nights at Freddy's? Willy's Wonderland.
He doesn't say a word in that, right?
He's just like
he doesn't say a word. And then
so sodas all time.
Yep. And then he did one just recently where he plays a guy who holds a guy hostage all night.
I don't know this one.
It's great. Dude, and he's like he's just way over the
deep
top.
Dive of Nicolas Cage movies. Like, and it's, watch them.
Yeah. Who's the guy who was in the John Woo movie most recently? The Silent Night one. It's him and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. He was in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hopper. He was Hopper.
Hopper. Yeah. I don't remember his real name. I know what you're talking about. That was a great fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. Nicholas
Cage. Loved that it was actually Santa Claus. Oh.
He had this like serious David like Harbour. Viking.
He's just like over it.
Yeah.
No, not David Harbour.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
No.
So it's not him?
No. This is no. Oh, Silent Night's a different movie.
Silent Night is a different night from
the John Woo one.
You're talking. Oh no, Silent yes, night. The We're one that he Violent like night. He got shot in his front yard.
Yes,
and it was like Christmas, but it was not Christmas at all. It was all hot outside.
Yeah.
He was in Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I don't know
that guy. Not no, that's not his name.
No,
but it was.
I'm confused of what to ask Jeeves.
Well, okay, ask Jeeves.
he was in the remake of RoboCop. And he was also Joel Kinnaman. Boom. Kinnaman got it right out the dome. Figured it out. We did it.
And the movie that I really want to see that's out right now, besides Civil War, is Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, I saw it.
How is it?
It's great. You can use my login to watch it if you want.
What's it on?
Shudder. Say that
Shudder.
Online.
Yeah, it's free on Shudder.
Free on Shudder.
Somebody has a date with himself tonight. I've been. Is it really?
It's very good.
I heard it gets real batty too in the last 15.
Is it?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good review,
dude. Late Night with the Devil looks awesome. Have you seen? You love horror.
I know. And
you go to like everything and meet everybody.
Yeah, I just met Leatherface too. But yeah, I want to see it really bad. I was sketchy about it at first, just because I don't like that dude, to be honest, as an actor. But the things I'm hearing about it, I can't wait to see it.
Mm. Okay.
They said like it's another one where a lot of creepy shit happened on set. Like they pushed the boundaries like The Exorcist.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. It's method.
Right.
It's like in my apartment. I play somebody who's sad and has a home and is in an apartment.
You do that outside of your apartment as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we find the Nicolas Cage movie with the other guy?
Joel Kinnaman.
I forgot.
Joel Kinnaman.
Silent Night, RoboCop, Altered Carbon, The Killing.
That's a good show, too.
The one with the animals I did find was called Primal.
Yes.
Primal.
That was a cartoon?
Sympathy for the Devil?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Okay.
That's why I kept thinking the devil.
Oh.
Makes sense.
And it's not great, but it's absolutely fantastic because it's Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
But honestly,
it elevates everything.
Dude, everything he's putting out now, I'm watching, I'm like, Denzel and him, like my favorite actors, I'm just watching it all now. Like there's nothing he's great and he's adaptation good in Dream Scenario.
These days, I have a hard time with Con Air because why are you so calm? He's like, they're like in his face with a gun. He's like, listen, I'm just trying to get home to my daughter, mister.
It's like, put the bunny down.
My favorite part is when they played Steve Buscemi to be a serial killer with that little girl. That was the most random part. I was like, what are you doing here? This movie's taking a weird twist, Bruckheimer.
Just having tea with her.
No, in a pool, in a dry pool.
Yeah. And he's like, and this is shortly after he looked at somebody, he just goes, I once drove through three states wearing a woman's head as a hat. here's what Con Air
Dave Chappelle's like, say what?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's in it. And then you have Cyrus the Virus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that movie is
Malkovich was
terrible,
like,
and the most watchable thing at the same time.
I wish we'd get back to that place. You know, Hollywood make more of those movies. Movies that are just like trash, but also really great.
Yeah, like The Rock.
Oh, fucking The Rock?
Yeah. Like they're gonna take Alcatraz.
What?
Like how hard would that really be?
And the whole end,
nobody's
the whole
there.
End scene.
They just run like tourists.
Play this one.
The whole end scene when all the feds and cops are just letting this convict go hug his daughter.
Yeah.
In a real world, no way. You just crash an airplane in Las Vegas.
Well, I love how they're like, we have a good guy on the plane. And it's like, you mean the guy you put in prison for years for defending his wife?
Yeah.
You think he's still on your team?
How do I live without you?
By the way, how many people did they kill in Las Vegas landing that on the strip?
And they just let her like, go ahead and give your hugs. We'll catch up later.
Yeah. That's just like you killed 11 valets. Just
you're the only person that can tell us what the fuck happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Walk away. It's the end of the movie. We got it.
No, you're good. You're fine.
It's okay.
There's
Cusack was in that one too.
He was.
Cusack was great in that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Gross Point Blank is great, even though nothing in it's Gross Point.
None of that was filmed in Gross Point.
No, they went to Gross Point South, and they started to film there, which is why the school looks so much like it.
The intro is Jefferson.
The intro's Jefferson, and there's scenes in it. No, Gross Point's nice. I mean, well, now it's changing a little, but at the time it was nice. But
Detroit has been gentrified, so Detroit is now also in Gross Point.
Gross Point is the nice area, but it has like an ugly name. And then Deer Park sounds just lovely.
Dearborn.
I'm sorry.
What is it? Highland.
There's
Highland
nothing
Park?
Lovely about Dearborn.
Is it Highland Park? That's the dangerous place.
Highland Park.
So that sounds nice.
They don't have a police department or a fire department.
No, they've been
burned. 100%. So what do they do?
They look out for themselves.
Oh. You get buckets of water, and you're like, let's hope we put this out.
How's that working out for them?
You grab a jacket.
If Detroit fire is available, they'll go. But most of the time, they're worried about getting hurt. So if people aren't in danger. Most of half the houses in Highland Park are burned down right now anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad in Highland Park.
Yeah, I almost bought a house there.
Even just driving down Gratiot through, it's now all the way to Gratiot. Like you can it just looks like war torn all the way around.
They did a play called Gratiot Happens at Second City.
Oh, I see what they did there.
They did.
Yeah. Title, you get it?
No one's
seen him.
Shit, I get it right.
Nobody's proud of it.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't. Detroit's kind of gentrified. It's weird because you're like, okay,
it's gentrified
this is
until 12 a.m.
Yeah, but you're like, this is a
that's curfew.
You're like, this is a $400,000 condo, and you're like, all right, and you're like, but that building across the street is still dilapidated,
boarded up. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
It's like that's what I don't understand. It's like you're really just deciding what's worth something because there's not much of a view here.
I tell my friends when they visit all the time, like, listen, don't let TV fool you. Don't go walking off the beaten path. It's not as gentrified as most other places.
No. Mm-mm. And even that, you know, like, I take my son downtown a lot because the restaurants are great. There's a Cuban restaurant there, too, that I like a lot. And, but yeah, it's like you don't want to.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. I remember when we played with DMC at the Detroit Music Awards. We were so stoked. You know what I mean? It's like when you have a big night like that, you know, you know that feeling, Davey, like you don't really want to go home. You know, yeah. Like, man, what a great night as an entertainer. I don't want to go home. So I'm going to everywhere where all my friends went. Next thing I know, it's 2:30 and I'm clear on the other side of town in the Fox parking garage. I'm like, who else is at the Fox parking garage? Like, nope, we all brought our cars here. I'm like, all right, shit. Well, I'll call you guys tomorrow. And I walked back and I'm walking down Woodward and I see three different people crossing the road towards me. And it was legit. I wasn't being paranoid. And I think you might have met my friend Larry. We call him regular ass Larry. Big, gigantic.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I met him.
Randomly, Larry always shows up when you need him. He's like a weird superhero. And I see these guys come in, and that was just...
It's always 2 minutes late.
It's like right there.
Right. But then this time he wasn't because these guys are coming towards me, and I'm like, all right.
You're already beat up on the ground. There's Larry. Oh, you take me to the hospital.
I had my keys. I had my keys between my knuckles, and then I hear, Rick! And Larry comes running across the street, and these three dudes are walking back the other way. I was like, oh, they're definitely coming for me.
Now I always feel like when I put my keys between my knuckles, that's just going to end with someone stomping my hand and a car alarm going off.
And they're like, oh, shit, that's his car. Let's go fucking break into that shit.
Oh, we found it. Take his keys.
I'm all of 5'8". I punched one dude in my life. I'm like, come on, y'all. I'm an easy target, and I'm a broke rapper. You go get someone else.
Yeah.
Like, what do you guy, want? You want this train? Now. Here.
Yeah. No, it's hollow and plated. You can have it.
Please don't hurt me for it.
It's mostly Bondo. It's mostly.
They're like, I'm sorry. They start giving you their shoes. They're like, hey, look, I didn't realize you were having such a tough time, man. Yeah, tough.
Me and Hush took those chains to Brooklyn to go to that UMTV Raps reunion show in Brooklyn. And his friend was there. And sorry about that sniffle again.
It's okay.
Every time I do it now, I'm like, damn it.
It's part of your character now.
You have a deviated septum.
It's like my
years of coke abuse. I've been over this.
It's Frosted Flakes abuse.
It's like my. I forgot where I was going completely.
You and Hush had
UMTV Raps.
UMTV Raps.
What were we talking about before that?
The plated.
Yes. So we had our chains. We know that they're plated, and we're with his friend Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. She's very cool. And we're about to take the fucking subway to this show. She's like, "Are y'all?" She had her accent on. She's like, "Are y'all really going to Brooklyn with them dumbass chains on?" We were like, "Well, it's the UMTV Rap show. They're all gonna have them on." She's like, "Unless you in the crowd, you ain't gonna have it on, and you ain't gonna make it there alive if you wear that shit." And so we took them off. We got there, 40,000 people in Barclays. Not one of them was wearing whatever. They only had them on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We weren't even thinking. And Hush, who's been there a bunch of times, he's like, I don't know why I was going to let us get on a subway with these chains.
You just see half the crowd is beaten up and like the rappers on stage are wearing their chains.
They've got like way too many though, Mr. T.
We'd have wore them on the subway, and then it would have been one of those situations where you just see people just like, it'd be like the Warriors, like woman just grabs her purse, gets up and switches cards, like, these guys are fucked.
Yeah, just holding your...
She's like, I don't want to be collateral damage here.
And they're fat rope chains, so you can't tuck them in or you look like you have some weird growth on your chest. So.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those. I think because of you I bought it. I don't even know why. We were doing a video, though, and I have a big plated rope chain.
I think, did I give you that one?
You may have.
Because you wore it when we did the podcast at my place.
That's right.
That's right. My podcast didn't end after Mount Clemens.
What's the name of that podcast?
In the basement. Oh, it was called the Dirty Words Radio Show. It's been dead for lots of years, though.
But do you have another one?
I don't have another podcast. Well,
what the hell?
It's an album coming out.
Just say you do.
Well, I do have an album.
Before the episode comes out.
You know, we're running out of time, but will you come tomorrow and do a song for us?
I'll absolutely come tomorrow and do a song for
Please
you guys.
Please wear the same clothes you're wearing now, though, because I really like them.
I will. I believe in consistency.
If you wear that chain downtown Dallas, though, you're not going to come back with it.
No.
No, there's just certain areas you don't want to.
Jason one?
Called Deep Bellum.
Yeah.
This one is platinum. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they
matches the skull on her desk.
Yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
You make sure you wear that as well.
Can I make a quick announcement, real quick though?
No. Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to say thank you to you guys because coming on this show literally changed everything for me. I won't get into numbers, but my streaming started doing way better. And since I was here in December, I've played with Slick Rick, and we're about to do that show with Bone Thugs, and things have just really turned around, man, and between the show and giving me my confidence back. I just really appreciate you guys, especially you.
Yeah, that's not us. Brother. That's you.
Thank you, man.
And the announcement is, I wanted to save this for here, and it's been tough. I've told everybody I'm working on this album, and this album is just as important to me as the rebuilding of a broken soul. And when I was writing it, I realized that it's not all super sad and overly serious. I was finally able to find my groove again and write about fun shit. So I finally feel redemption. I finally feel like I fully bounced back from that, and I'm writing even better. So I decided to call the album Melodies of Redemption.
Nice.
And that's going to come out October 4th. The release party is going to be at the Old Miami in downtown.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Downtown Détroit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too, man.
I'm going to go there with a rope chain in my pocket.
Put it on.
You're safe at Old Miami now. That's Corktown. That's hipster central. So you
forget that Corktown's nice now.
Yeah.
And I go there. Can you believe the train station has windows?
I know. And it's going to be open soon.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, what are you going to put there?
Museum.
Oh.
Museum. And there's going to be high end lofts and offices upstairs.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I
live in the train station where hobos used to shoot up and have intercourse. Oh, yeah, when was this? Like 4 weeks ago.
Not long.
Like, it's the stupidest. Oh, man. It's a cool... people used to do the urban... What do you call it?
Urban exploring.
Urban exploring through there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You used to be able to get in there. Now, for about 10 years, they've had razor wire around
it. Yeah, so they can't do it. So
they can protect all the shit.
But it's really cool is they put a lot of light shows. Like, whenever something's going on in the world, they do some really cool light stuff with all the windows and whatnot.
They did in the 90s. They were called raves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now there's, like, Slow's Barbecue, which is great down there. Yeah. And then you have, there's a few bars that are great. And it's where Tiger Stadium used to be.
I feel like I grew up in Detroit.
Me too.
You
know,
you guys talk about it so much.
I'm sorry.
I know every single piece of this
I know all the
town.
Streets.
I apologize.
I know where not to go.
I know. It's like,
saying.
It's like, I can't wait to come on this worldwide listen to show to talk about my four shows in Detroit.
did you see the garbage
Bring
sign?
Bring me to Dallas.
The garbage sign they put up?
Yes. Yeah, I hate it.
Look up the Detroit sign. They try to make it like a Hollywood sign. It's what they promised, and then they put up what looks like something. No.
Why don't they work on something else?
Times New Roman.
Oh, the number of things they could work on.
You know, like public safety.
It's straight up Times New Roman font.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
It's like Comic Sans.
The worst.
Comic Sans is worse than that.
It's way worse.
Yeah.
It's worse.
It looks like they bought the letters at Home Depot around Christmas and then just stacked them up. Like, it doesn't make...
They bought it on clearance at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's gonna be a good deal.
Yeah, it's a Michael's special. Look at that crap.
What the fuck?
The only way for it to look decent is you have to be in a certain angle. And when they showed it with the lights on, it looks a little better with the lights on. But it's still for $500,000 or whatever they spent on that.
Someone should, one of those isn't stolen.
Yeah, someone should switch up the letters and write rioted.
It came up to like $75,000 a letter or something like that. A big, like,
looks like a good use of money, you know?
Right.
No, they don't, you know what happened.
Within 3 days, they had to put tall fencing around it because it was already getting desecrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
What about GMAC Cash?
Not as cool.
You hear the GMAC Cash song? He had a diss song recorded about it within 2 days.
The one on Twitter. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was trashing it. It's the worst because they promised like this big Hollywood sign. And then they're like, look at the, which you know is a politician that was like, yeah, it was 500,000. I just happened to pocket 350 of it.
Their apology was, we're sorry, we used AI for the image that we showed you.
Oh, that's cool. So you didn't use any of the people in Detroit that need jobs?
It's like Willy Wonka's experience, man.
Way to double down.
Right? And it's tiny.
The unknown.
Is that
not
it?
Big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, dude, yeah. An artist on Twitter made it. I was
fantastic.
I got to get that shirt.
That's the best.
It's freaking awesome.
Well,
The unknown.
And last thing about the album, the song that I want to come back and do tomorrow night is going to be the first. Well, actually, technically, it's the second because the last song that we did is going to be on the album. But it's called Summertime in Michigan. It's going to be the first big single that we push for the new record.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm very
happy.
Will
you come back when it drops?
I would love to.
There we go.
See, we're going to have you back. When, and then we got you opening for Bone Thugs. And then this Saturday.
This Saturday is Bring the Noise, Part 7. It's a show that I put together to bring together people through various genres of music. And I try to bring together the age gaps, you know, like the everything. So, and it's working. It's doing really well. I'm excited to see this one after a very prosperous few months. So
I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I'll do.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Now we bring you to The End of the World. See if I can read here what I wrote.
Ooh.
A Microsoft AI system. I have not slept in 4 days. Sorry. Well, not well. Never. No one cares. Just,
okay.
No one cares about Dave's problem.
I care.
What's the question?
What? Hey.
What's the question, though?
Oh, boy. I'm going to need an ice bucket for my hand. A Microsoft AI system.
Better wear the big rings.
A Microsoft AI system, Angela, has been created.
Okay.
And it's creating things.
You need help?
What is it? What is it creating? What is it creating?
I was laughing at what you said, and now I'm lost in a sentence I wrote. All right. A Microsoft AI system. See how if I do it all like an old reporter, an old white reporter from the 70s. Yeah. Like a Microsoft AI system has created a rapping Mona Lisa. What should her rap name be? Quarter Black Garrett.
Okay. Mona Lisa, you say?
Mona Lisa and rapping.
Rapping AI. Queen La Cuiva.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I love that.
I think that wins already.
Yes.
Angela.
Mona Left Eye Lisa.
I like it.
Yep.
Well played.
R.I.P.
Well, R.I.P.
Right, yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P.
Mo Dash Nalisa.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
That's good.
I'm going to go with Moaning Lisa Lopes.
No Lils involved.
Moaning over Lisa.
Just added a Lil, Lisa, you know, Lopes. Lil Lisa or something like that.
That could have been Lil Lisa.
Lisa Moan.
Yeah.
Lil Lisa.
Lil Lisa Moan.
Lisa Elliott.
Melissa Little. Elliott.
Melissa Little.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be less tired, maybe. The hammering in my brain hurts.